Welcome to the AMA Steps Forward podcast. Here we explore physician-developed solutions to help care teams and their organizations thrive. Empowering physicians, transforming practices. This is AMA Steps Forward. Hello, and welcome to this brief episode in the AMA Steps Forward podcast series. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Hopkins, a family medicine physician at Cleveland Clinic and Physician Director of Health System Engagement here at the AMA. Today, I'll share a quick pearl from our Steps Forward team. Resilience. It's not a bad word. Resilience is the ability to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Also, the ability to recoil or spring back into shape after bending, stretching, or being compressed. When I think of the word resilience, I picture a rubber band in my mind. Resilience can be lost if it's depended on too much. A rubber band can be stretched to the point that it loses some of its elasticity and doesn't quite spring back into shape like it once did. It can also be stretched beyond its reasonable physical limit and snap, making it useless. Physicians, on average, have greater personal resilience than the general population, yet physicians also have higher rates of burnout than the general population. This dichotomy highlights the extent of repeated stress injury, fatigue, and exhaustion that physicians experience in their careers. Building individual resilience alone will not solve the issue of physician burnout, and programs that promote individual resilience cannot replace efforts to improve system-level drivers of burnout. However, it is important that organizations and individual physicians embrace self-care and understand its importance. Self-care is needed and should be valued and supported by healthcare systems and leaders. Just as resilience can be lost in humans, resilience can be strengthened. There are actions that individuals and organizations can choose to take to help support resilience and margin. One is prioritize. Communicate clear priority expectations, what's required, what's recommended, or what's optional, or maybe just encouraged, and set realistic completion dates for tasks. Number two, set and respect boundaries. Don't contact employees or fellow workers during off time. Avoid work obligations before and after normal business hours. Number three, limit commitments. Give permission to yourself and your team to say no. Reduce unnecessary meetings and events. Don't meet just for the sake of meeting. Number four, limit decisions. Don't overthink it. If you don't have an opinion, just give an answer and go with it. Consider personal rules or personal policies that support limiting unnecessary decisions. Number five, limit distractions. Multitasking is a myth. It's just doing more than one thing at the same time with variable levels of distraction. Create distraction-free workspaces and honor them. Be intentional when considering cognitive load in workspace design. Eliminate unnecessary alerts and notifications, electronic and analog. Organize and batch communication. Number six, take and support breaks. Build in lunch breaks, gaps in the day of unscheduled time. Limit meeting length so that people have the opportunity to run to the restroom and grab a drink of water or a cup of coffee. Support paid time off. Everyone needs vacation time and time to disconnect. Number seven, connect socially. Offer common spaces and opportunities for connecting with colleagues at work. We were created for relationship, and much of our mental health and physical health depends on it. None of these suggestions are particularly novel or groundbreaking, and none of them are going to break your budget either. But making changes like these will improve physicians' sense of feeling valued, the feeling that they matter. Feeling valued has been shown to be a mitigator of burnout among physicians and is associated with higher professional satisfaction and lower turnover. Check out the episode description for links and relevant tools and resources that can help. Thanks for listening to the AMA Steps Forward podcast. For more episodes, resources, and CME opportunities, visit stepsforward.org.